Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Putting your finger on the pulse of agriculture might be a good way to describe the work of Farm Bureau's Resolutions Committee meeting recently at the Farm Group's Louisville headquarters. With representation from counties east to west, Committee Chair Farm Group Vice President Eddie Melton says it's a true snapshot of the issues of concern to farmers.
It's always interesting to see what's important out in all parts of Kentucky. You know, we get resolutions from every county, and this year we had about 856 that came in from all the counties and advisory committees around the state. It's just a great mix of what's kind of moving out in agriculture and what's important.
The committee was preparing these issues for consideration by voting delegates at the Farm Group's annual meeting in Louisville, December 3rd through the 6th. Topics can deal with specific current issues or serve as reaffirmation of support for policies or legislation that is extremely valuable to the farm sector.
Like this year, of course, the one that's always probably most important to our members is property taxes and the protection of House Bill 44. And that's just always one that comes to us because most of our land is owned by our farmers. It's our biggest asset.
That legislation sets measured limits on property tax increases. Melton says other areas of interest run the gamut from protection from wildlife predation of livestock to concerns about grain testing at commercial elevators. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Concerns about loss of cattle, especially newborn calves, to predation by large flocks of black vultures is a major issue for farmers this year. Sounds odd, but losses are happening. Eddie Melton says this one may be difficult, as the birds have protected status under an international treaty.
There's a lot of talk about where that's going to head and policy that we're going to have on that and how we move forward. You know, our livestock industry is doing pretty well right now, and we never want to lose anything, but the losses are much higher when we are where we're at now.
The committee wrapped up its work a few days back. Melton said Farm Group voting delegates will make final decisions on all of those recommendations at the December annual meeting.
Most of the time, I think they take the Resolutions Committee's recommendations, but there are times when our members see it a little different than we do, and we can have discussion on those on the floor, and ultimately our members, our voting members, will make that decision at the end of the meeting.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.